My name is Ruben, and I am a music journalist in Hamburg, working for the radio. And my key moments, well, to be honest, I had to think about this question quite a bit. And I'm going to tell a story that is somewhat related to my work, to my profession. I used to believe that there is good music and bad music, and that there's not just that it's not just a taste question, but somewhat an objectivity lying underneath. And I used to believe that musicians who produce a certain kind of music that is supposed to make money are dishonest people because they are traitors to their trade, because they make something that they do not love just in order to get rich. And I know that this is quite naive, but that was my perspective on music. Good music, bad music, and actually everybody knows which is which. And I had the opportunity to meet a musician that is very famous and that I consider to be one of the worst people, because he was making lots of money producing music that I considered bad. And I was excited to meet that person in... Well, actually, also I was intimidated, and I was trying to be friendly, which turned out to be quite easy because he was the nicest man, and the interview worked out fantastic, and it was an honest, open, deep conversation to my understanding. And the person that I spoke with was so reflective on his art, and I felt after 45 minutes of talking like I was proven wrong, because the person that I assumed was evil because of the commerciality overlaying the music that he produces, of course wasn't that at all. It's such an easy and simple and actually quite obvious thing to realize, but since music to me was always so important, and I was so strict on my take of on music being either wrong or right, I was astonished and enlightened in some way. And of course, people are not what you think what they are until you get to know them. Thank you.